קודם שיובו בעדין חבר. It's a Azhara on the Bezdin itself. Let's just finish up. Azhara le Baldin shal Yatim Dvar of the Dayan Kodesh Yavah Baldin Chavera. Kor Benayim Shamoah Ben Achechem. What does that mean? That it's in both directions. Rashi says, Shamoah Ben Achechem, the end of the narrow lines. Shu Shneyem Yachad Shimut Divreher. Below Sishmu, Divre Zeh, below Zeh. Shemesad, a Divre Shekek, a Divre Emes, Fisha Ein, Makhishon. There's nobody there to argue, or Makhisho. We came with Shaleva, Daya, Notalo, Lishus. Once he hears from one party, then he thinks he's right. Shuv Ein, Libo, Mahapik, Vishus, Hashem, Nikolkach. You know, the other guy's going to come in and say the other piece, but too late. Too late, too late, too late. And then it says, Shema, next Rashi, Shema, Dvarecha bein achechem, Shetiyu shnechem yachad mashma. Means like Shamea, right? Not Shamoa, which means to hear, but Shamea means to make heard. That's how the Chazal darsh. Rav Kanam Amma Mehocha, Milo Sisa, or Milo Sisa. What's Lo Sisa? Rashi? Lo Sisa, Lo Sakabo, Shema Shov. Azhara le Dayan, the Korim Einami lo Sashi, Azhara le Baldin. So it's a violation of both. It's a violation of the Bezdin to hear one party about the other. It's a violation of the part of the parties to communicate to the Bezdin without the other individual. So let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Not everyone has Shulchan Aruch today, so we'll have to put it on the screen. But I would like to read it from the Sefer. You don't mind? See how this is Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. Sifhei, Osu l'dayan l'shmoa divrei baal din ho'echad shalo b'fnei baal din chaveiro. A dayan, someone who's been appointed as a judge, may not hear from one party before he hears from the other party. What's the level of Isser? Is it the Raisa? Is it the Rabbonon? You know, it's important to know. It's a Pasuk in Chumash, because these certainly may really be a Raisa, but you know, there are smachtas also. Take a look at both in the Pesachei Tshuva, right over here. Isur zeh midoraisa. It's pretty serious. Ein chiluk bein dayan yechidi. O Bezdin Hashava Lishnehem, which means, you know, what you call a Bezdin Hashava, a sitting Bezdin. Liburim Shezebor Loecha Vazebor Loecha. This is very, very, very important. So important. It's the most important thing of the whole year. This is it. Unfortunately, the world we live in is a world that often has what we call Zabla. Now, Zabla, I guess we haven't really concerned. Have we mentioned it earlier? Briefly. Time now to see a little bit more about Zabla. There's a whole parak entitled Zabla. The third parak in Masechta Sanhedrin is, take a look in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. Adaf Chof Gimel Amin Aleph. Dim the Tak, Dinim Amas Vashlosha. Zebra Lo Echad, Vizebra Lo Echad, Ushnei and Bro Lo Echad. This is the famous Zabla. Each one picks one. And the other one, each one picks, and then the two of them, Shnehan, what does Shnehan mean? Shnehan means the two judges, Shnehan means the two parties of discussion, which the Gemara has over here. I'm not going to get to right now, that's called Gimel Amin Aleph. And the Gemara says, this is a great idea, this Zabla. It's a great idea. Everyone thinks this way, they have someone that's looking out for their best interest, quote unquote, and it's great. But let's go right on the Maram Makom, as I asked you to see in the Rush. Perek Gimel, Siman Beis. This idea of the corruption of Zabla is not new. All right, the Rosh and Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Siman Beis. Okay, so at the end of Siman Aleph, The Gemara, the Rosh quotes the Gemara. What's the idea of this? Yosid in Lamito, Pirish Rashi. Yod say din emes Lamito, that Saisi Bali dinin. Both litigants will obey the Psaq. Vesavri, Hare, I need Birarti or Echor, I picked one. From Hoya Yochol Habib was Chusi, if you could find something to benefit me, Hoya Mahapik, you'd find it. Vadayonim Nats Noach Mahapik was Chus Shneem, they should Shneem Birurum. Mipnei sheish beis sheish chasrei das tov medirei Rashi. Those who misunderstand Rashi. Lulemedim imenu shadayin yesh to lahapich b'schus also shabirer v'om b'mkomo l'chapos b'dvorim ashalokedin to hide things which are against him, which is shalokedin, is illegal. V'nogu kama anoshim livro lehem bal takbulos. He picks a borrower, someone who's an expert in schemes. And they say, look, I'm defiling Rashi. Pretty strong words in the Rush. Lo diktiku bidvarov. Shekosav de savri harani beirati. Ki hu sover kach. Shehapech v'schuso yosnimi v'schuso acher. Umitov zetzayas adineyan. This is what the party thinks. Litigant. Aval adayin atzmo, cholilolo, limso svaro lezakoso, imlo shiirolo din gomer. What, are you kidding? No way. No way. Aval im hoyocho lahatos eschavero. If he can fool the other guy, or fool what we call the shalosh, the in-between fellow, pointed by both. Lekabel svaroso, to accept his logic. Afal pishu mesubukbo, he himself thinks it's hardly questionable. This borer is in violation of a mafurish of pasuk and chumash. Lo satay mishpat. Avol mitoch shezeh biro mevin dvarav leishuro. He will understand what he's saying. The miyesho shum satzchus no se venosnim chavero. He will, you know, discuss it with the other judges. Vechino se hadayin ha'acher l'sheni nimsa lo nisha zchus nister venelim l'shneim. That each one's going to find a legitimate schus that the party who chose him has. Vashlishi shomea masuman shoshneim umachriya beinem yosedin lamito. Unfortunately, in very often in cases of zabla, the borer conducts himself more or less almost like a party or like an attorney instead of like a judge. Is it a recent development? No. This goes back hundreds of years. The Rush lived in the 13th century. We're now in the 21st. So they're talking about a problem that's 800 years old, that they misunderstood Rashi. Yes?
Even American law recognized the problem in New York. And about a decade ago, they amended the arbitration law to say that arbitrators who are, it's called party arbitrators when you have Zabla. Uh-huh. So your party arbitrator cannot argue in your favor. They have to be objective.
Exactly.
They came late to it.
Okay. So it took them 800 years. But okay, but they got to the right spot. This mistake, unfortunately, is a total disaster. And one of the disasters is right here at Pesachei Tshuva. You're not allowed to hear one party without the other. Mefurish. It applies to Zabla.
But doesn't that happen automatically?
Oh, that's the problem. They start talking and they're talking straight through the case.
That immediately prejudices.
100%. So they're supposed to just tell them I have an argument with somebody else. I'd like you to serve as a borer. What's it about? It's about real estate. It's about diamonds. Now you'll have to say. You'll have to say what the general topic is. But to go into the details, he ripped me off, and then you know what I say. Yeah. See, ideally, in a real Zabla, it's wonderful, because each one was going to, you know, quote-unquote, see if there's anything which helps that guy, as he's more ready to accept the Psaq, and, you know, they're not going to leave a legitimate stone unturned. So the Zabla, in its pure sense, is gewaldic, but it's been completely corrupted by the Tohim, who have taken the Rush to new levels.
The same argument that one of the borrowers, meaning one of them, that the party shows
he will, again, if you're looking for the truth, and you look for the truth, and you are appointed by one of the parties to see within the truth what aspect of the truth can be beneficial to that party, that's fine. But if you're there to falsify and to win at all costs, like an attorney, that's the toast of the.
Shochat. You shouldn't even hear that you wanted a title for somebody.
That's correct.
Over here by Deborah and Lafayette, where the guy's coming to you, say, "Listen, you're one of you're my guy. You go on the bed, then that's that isn't the same kind of thing."
No, it's not shochat. Shochat means money. We haven't discussed the money. How people get paid. We'll come to that a little bit later.
We
will discuss about payments later on. That's a serious issue with Zablo. Very, very, very serious.
It would seem that committing a toyin to be involved in the Zeboira process is itself problematical.
Well, the word toyin means an attorney. An attorney is, I don't say an attorney is allowed to lie. No one's allowed to lie. But attorney.
But they know who they're thinking.
Attorneys are famous for draying, and whether you want to say lying or half lies or whatever you want to say. That's an attorney. Mm-hmm. We know what attorneys are.
Yep.
This guy's a judge! The problem is that a judge acts like an attorney. That's a disaster. That's a corruption of the process.
But if the toyin picks the judge, it's almost axiomatic.
Yeah, because you know what's going on in the business system. You ever, when I was a kid, there was a thing called tag team wrestling. I don't know if it still exists. Two guys, one goes in, one goes out, and they bounce off each other. That's how the system works. Today I'm a toyin and you're a borrower, tomorrow it's the other way around. Because they wear two hats. Mm-hmm. And our business. Anyone who wears these two hats is out. Forget about it. What? No, Einas Adayin is a technical issue whether a witness is allowed to serve as a judge. We're not discussing a witness, we're discussing a lawyer. In the American court system, you can't be a lawyer and a judge at the same time. To my knowledge, if you're a judge, you can't serve as an attorney in a case. It's impossible. Impossible. Whereas, unfortunately, what's going on in many parts of the world, in this country, they have these ad hoc Bat Dinim Zablo, and today, Reuven is the borrower and Shimon is the toyin, and Tamar slipped. And it's all. Well, I don't want to say more about the right. We'll come to it. I'll tell you exactly what I think about these things, but we're going slowly. The two major issues with Zablo: one is how they're paid, and two, what we call in our language, ex parte communication. That means you speak to one party without the other one there. This is grounds to immediate overturn in New York State. If one can prove ex parte communication, then, by definition, the entire process is corrupted, and the New York judge will immediately overturn it. That means it's just what all the cases that we have these days, in these kinds of places, that can be easily overturnable. In one second. Because if you put him under perjury, did you ever speak to this person without the other person there? If he says no, keep him alive, detect the test, he's going to fail. So, there are two issues. The money and the ex parte. Put them together, it's a lethal mix. And that's why almost every Zablo today, in my opinion, is very, very suspect. Very suspect. As we'll try to explain. Going slow? Okay? But then on the other hand, you'll say, oh, Dafko lechatchila, that's an Issa deraisa. Avo b'dievet, ain't a posa. Whoa. He's suggesting that the idea of if one party is spoken to ex parte without the other one there, it's only an Issa. Only the chatchila b'diyevet. He wants to know if it's sarachim im cholkan al radach. The radach here, Rav Cohen. Shesover sheisa zeh midaraisa. Uladi deyav shadev afila b'diyevet posel. End quote. In other words, he's saying like this. First, he quotes an opinion that's a daraisa. Then he quotes an opinion that says it's only the chatchila b'diyevet. And he wants to know the pesiskei tshuva are these two contradictory? He's quoting from an earlier source, Pesach Gedolim. Maybe if it's a daraisa, it has to be makivim b'diyevet. Which is basically fundamentally implying over here, on a level of the Oraisa, we make no distinction between the Chatchil and B'diyev. That's the implication here of the Pischei Tshuva quoted from the Knesset HaGadol. So it would appear. Oh. Truth is, no, not necessarily. One can argue there's an Issa D'Oraisa. He quotes Arad Rabbanan. It's either Rabban is a sefer. It's a whole sefer. Just that, is this the rice or the Rabban? The word either Rabban is found in Shas. It's a play on words. Just he wants to know what's the rice, what's the Rabban. He says Midivri Marival. He says over here, what does Marival say? Olah lechatchila. She calls Dach lechatchila, but the Yevad ain't apostle. Nira shecholik ala radach. Who is related and he's celebrated upon. Why? To be doraisa, ein chiluk, ben lechatchila the Yevad. Ad kan dvar. Ad kan dvar. Ad kan dvar. Vagos afra diara. You hear that expression? It's great. Our rabbis have great names for things. You want to say Ara the Rabbana based on the Gemara. It was to a parcel of land and belonged to this one, and then they sort of left it. It was called Ara the Rabbana. The word afra diara, we know from Bitul Chometz, is a super commentary on the Sefer Ara the Rabbana. You got to look at our greats are so great before you even get to see what they say. It's just the names of their books are so creative. Afra diara. I wouldn't want to write a Sefer Afra diara. No, it's the same. It's like the book Afra diara. That's what he calls the Sefer. It must be a very humble person. As we read this week, Sarochi off of Afra, right? Okay. Because of the Poshut Kedivri Aradach, the Yisur Adaraisa. So you have Fina Lamikro. It's a Poshuk. Aye, Midivri Marival, who says what? That the evidence is good. Ain't Raya. Shematzinu ain't done in Belaila, the Yisur Minatora. You can't have that at night. Afal piken haben per poskim sovin, dibidiyevet dino din. So you find distinction between the chatchila and the evet. It looks like Birkei Yosef. Can you make a distinction between the evet and the chatchila in our cases? That's a good question. Can you or can't you? Rabbo said, do we have Birkei Yosef on our list of mefarshim? That's the next question. If it is, we can see it inside. Yes, we do. We're very fortunate. He made two references, Oz Dalet and Oz Ches. It's quite a lengthy citation over here in the Birkei Yosef. We'll see a little bit. Here's Dalet. He's talking here about Amida, about someone who's sitting, someone who's standing, someone who's leaning. This whole discussion. So the Chatchila, right? Question of the Chatchila versus B'di'evet. So he says like this. When I wrote earlier in Oz Gimel, the B'doraisa lo mikri Amida ke Rabbanan. That's what he's referring to, Gimel and Dalet. That when it comes to the Raisa, we find no distinction between Lechatchila and B'di'evet. Now, what's this all about? Where does this come from? There's no distinction between Lechatchila and B'di'evet by the Raisa. When does it apply, Rabbi Osayim? And when does it not apply? So I'll show you a source. Those who discuss this question. No, this is wrong. Oh, there we go. Oh. Second. This is also wrong. Go back one more. I'm sorry for my. I found it. Samach Vavam and Beis. Watch this. Tos the Samach Vavam and Beis. The Eshloma, the Svaru, the cave and the cup and crawl the Chatchil of Lassus and Mitzvah, the Inon Sheror the Kach. Afal pish and a makif. Dim lo kain is bat la mitzvah the garment. Shaloi yochal asosa. So this is a cloud godel that kolorol le bile bile makevesmo, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Like this. One second. Poslo. Watch. So there's a question of what the context over there. You need what's called royal the bias mayim, right? Bias mayim says kol b'soro, and you don't base asarim. Mikom gam bein and royal the bias mayim b'chol b'soro. In other words, if you have a problem, a woman goes to the mikvah. So does the water have to go into her mouth? No, she closes her mouth. But if you have a bone stuck between the teeth, it's no good. Why? It's not royal the bias mayim. The Tosa says. Well, this is like this. So that's required the chatchiyah. Open a mouth. Where do you find such a thing? Kamo bila. What's bila mean? Mixing up the flour in the korban mincha. Ukriya b'chalitza b'bikurim. Becomes a chalitza b'bikurim. There's a parsha. So it's the mikra b'bikurim. Amar mi ovi rovi. And chalitza the psukim in parshas. That you should require to open your mouth. Why? To open your mouth. Pesachei Teshuva and the Birkei Yosef. So when it comes to what we call Isur Veheter, either this is Osir, Mutter, Torah, Tomei, there's no distinction on the level of the Daraisa between the Chatchila and the Yevet. Either yes or no. Avo Bilo Mikra Bikurim V'chalitza Mitzvah Sninu Yagol Chatchila the Yevet. That's a major Yisod over here. So when do we say that there's a distinction between the Chatchila and the Yevet? Only with respect to Mitzvahs, Rabbi Osir. Mitzvahs. But with respect to Isurim, what's Osamut the Tametor, on the level of the Raisa, there's no distinction. The Fiani is Daiti, we could say, as we saw in Pesachei Teshuva, that here there is a distinction. Because the laws of the Bez, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to establish a proper Bezdin. Proper Bezdin means that no ex parte communication. That's part of the mitzvah of a proper Bezdin. And if a person talks to the other party without the other one present, he's being mevatel the mitzvah. But nonetheless, we could say that the decision of the Dayanim, despite that infraction, is still valid. Follow me? There's a mitzvah to establish a proper bezdin. They did an improper bezdin, but the decision b'diyevik could still be good. We're talking about mitzvahs over here. When the poskim we saw in Birkei Yosef is chetshuva say, no distinction between on the level of the rice and the chatchila and the yevet. You mean it comes to isurim and tumah v'daro? That's true. It comes to mitzvahs, we find a distinction, right? The chatchila, when it comes to chalitza, the parsha should be read at bikurim as well, right? The chatchila, you should mix up the oil and the flour properly. But the yevet, it's a ma'akev, nor is the kriya ma'akev, nor is the requirement to speak to the parties only when they're together, that's also not me'akev. It's a mevatel of the mitzvah. Kain nirali. Yeah.
Yeah, but you were talking about loisach then, not a mitzvah, saying loisach is funny.
Good question. The truth is, the fundamental, it's really an assay. We just saw the Gemara on Daf Zayin Beis, Shamoa Bein Achek. It's also true, it's a los assay, because lo sisa shem ashov. Right? That's true. But the question is that the pshuta shemik lo sisa shem ashov? We still have an English chumash. We have no chumash. We bring back one of those blue chumashim. We missed this last Thursday. We'll bring it back. Remind me tomorrow. Bring one, and we'll see what it says in English. But they're giving this pshat, the pashup pshat, or not? I doubt it. Okay, so it's good. Let's go back to the Birkei Yosef because there were two. There was Dalet and Ches. We saw Dalet. We didn't see Ches yet. And we were supposed to look at both of them. Watch this. Look at this. The Sefer HaZohar, which I'm not familiar with, called Dina de Kolomi Barnash Milo Adlo Yese Chavre, someone who hears one word from party one, before party two shows up. Ki le mekabel alei tava achra lemehemnusa. We call that avodah zara. What's going on? It's like an avodah zara. That's pretty strong in zara. So the Knesset Gedolah says, Reisi rabbi me'amorim nohagin l'shmoa ha'echad kon shavu chaveru. V'shori lu marayim. May the good Lord forgive them. So he says, Afani Nami, Afanan, I think it's the Birgiyot of himself speaking, this is the Chidah. First he quotes the Zohar, Knesset Gedolah, then he himself is speaking. Mehocha masninin, masninon, ki ein ayrov. I saw Shamu Hamorim Bal Dinechad Shlefado Habo Besam. I see one guy walks into the house they listen to him. The Yachar Bo Shneim Ledin the fun of Besam Vizet Dakam Upi Amale Tochochos Ki Yesh Me Aposkim Shekosu Beferish Davi Yisa Doraisa. We just saw that Uldas Mandam Ki Yisa Doraisa Leka the Flugim and the Chachil of the Yevit Yibu the Yevit Posel. That's what we saw, but that's a question about that. Okay, it's against the Zohar. It's like Avodah Zara. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I, big rabbi, do it. Of course, we're at the Medrash. Called Pirta She'edim in Agdolim, Ain't a Pirta. Whoa. It means Gedolim can also get involved in wrong activity. Look at he quotes, Hochiach Biksas Vorah Mishanoah Gedash Adayim Varoshim. He criticizes what they're doing. Hashem Atov Yechaber Bado Hashav Yoshiv Lonu Shoftenu Kevarishon. Hashav Yoshiv Lonu Shoftenu Kevarishon. He's bashing the whole system. What he's doing, right? What he's doing. Now what's his small print? What's his ches? I'm curious. Or some bigger Yosef. Wow, I never heard of this thing. Let's see. I have a bigger Yosef in my house. I don't have any Horus. Here's where the Bari line is better than the original. Wow. See?
Not often.
But here it is. Here's the case. What's the marriage done? He's like this. Who was in violation? Misha Makubal Ladai Mishtei Akidus. I've already been appointed as a judge. Has also the Shmoa Le'echad Kohen Bachaver. I was already appointed. Ava Misha Nishal Mechocham Aldin Derech Shela Ruvim Veshimen. Has Pshida the Lesbe Isu Lomad Arais Lomad Rabbanan Klav Yikar. Whoa. Kimali Zeh Hachocham Anishal O Aposek Omen Bekeren Zavis. Shabosham Oso Din Mevura. Hashemikomakom. Whoa. So the Marash Dam says, Im Asidim Lov Olafon of the Din is a Daraisa. Avalim Lo, Ain Aloman Atorov of Lobad Rabbanon. And the Marash Dam himself wrote Shuvas that certain things along these lines. Okay, it's a good horror. But doesn't help our issue. No, boss. We still have a big problem. Back to Pesach Shuvah. So again, a very serious matter, this idea of speaking to one party without the other party. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Terrible. It's like Avodah Zara. And that's found over here in the Pesach Shuvah. We quote from the Zohar a little bit. Watch this. Divrei HaZohar. Terrible. Terrible. Let's go further. Tess. Vadai mutal adai al shmoa b'derech kublano. A complaint. Ofer natvia. On the melo tsurasa, not its form, ve'echusa, its character, umahusa, its content. Al geder merkaz havayos. What does that mean? Kaval echal lifnei mishi odeh she adayin b'davar kavon planya. Also lach kavol omelo ech kavocha. What do you? How do you rip you off? Uvamer with what? With Masai and when? Lifnei in front of whom? But this is my rival. My real sounds like even kublo. He came here a complaint. And then how you gonna come to? How you gonna hire the guy? I don't want to hear anything. You want me to sit? I'll sit. Don't even complain to me. The Shalins have caught in tests. Narabosai, let's take a look in the a sefer called the Kesef HaKadoshim, which again, in my people don't have it there, right? I feel bad. I have it in my Shulchan Aruch. I have it as a big Shulchan Aruch. It's in the back. Kovetz Chiburim. Please look, those who have it. Kovetz Chiburim. Siman Yud Zayin. It's on the Mar Makomus. Kesef Kadoshim. Yud Zayin Sefei. I actually see the Shach. And the Gra, it says Gimel Vav Al, should be a Reish Gra and Kesef HaKadosh. Let's take a look. L'shmoa Divrei Baldin, Kishishomea Mipi Shliach Mei Baldin. Ah, not the litigant comes to me, his agent, his emissary comes to me. Ulai Mutter. Whoa, Achidish Neiru V'Nifla Admol. Maybe it's okay. Why? Ki Bechinas Sadek Harishin Beriva. Hagam she shomea yodea she ain't them raw chov li atzmo, but she connect the yochel litan ibcha. Mikom ekom yesh netiya idei shmiyos atchila. That's only if you have the litigant. Mikom ekom netiya zu ain't the kinegiya mamish. Rak me ain bechinas psul owe visone bedayonis. If you hear, you're not a nogea. It's not relevant to your pocketbook, but you're like the equivalent of a psul of owe visone. The ava visina ain't a goremus netiya the gabe edus kashal edus. ולזה השליח ששמה מהבלדין הגם שהיה די זה הויסל בו נטיע לדבר מעין אבו בכל מקום כיוון שלא יודן הוא בדבר אין נטיע שבו גורמס שישן על עצני עדיין ועדיין שיש ממנו אין בו חשש נטיע על כלל כיוון שאיננו שומע ממי שעתם דבר בבחינת איננו רואה חוב לעצמו he assumes that the emissary is an honest, impartial fellow. V'adayin yodeya shebaldin Hashem yochel litan neged zeh harbe. Look at that. Look at that. Amazing. She's suggesting that if Reuven, the litigant, comes to me first, I can't even hear. But if Reuven appoints Levi as his lawyer, lamed for lawyer, and the lawyer starts talking, whoa, that's different. I thought it's worse, if you ask me. A lawyer is even more adept at lying and fooling the guy. Uli Adam Gam came to Satcha about then, Omesh Shlovif Shekhanedo, Matim Dvarov is Kusu Kamashiyoko, because no one else is there to contradict him. With Ne Baldin Shalom, but Yocholos Gokaft, that's Chutzpah to go against the real truth. Shalom Bafanavu Limut Shekel Yosef, Shabesh the cave in the all of Luyeva Shogam of Ne Baldin Shalom. Once you say the lie, not in the presence of the adversary, you'll say it again, even in his presence. Kevin Shalom Batsinu Isuzeb Shmias Ishmiman. Gam Shiyodua Shu Yehe Yoshev im Dayon and Bishas Gemardin. Mashma, she ain't Zatam. See, we're talking about Tam at the Kro. Because the Mania is Bishat Shav. There's no Kshat Shav. This is Shav. But then he says, calls upon Amiris, Bepesher of Shara. Ulai Gamkein and Mashar the Shmoa Tanis Mitzadak. We spoke about yesterday, according to the Rav, Sechron and Levracha, a Pshar is the real status of a din, unless otherwise noted explicitly. Uvezeh Bore Lo Echod, Noagim, Lishmoa Kol Echad Mitzad Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom. We saw Pesach Shuvah, it's an Issa Daraisa. We know the Issa Daraisa. We know what to do in Issa Daraisa. Great minig, right? Spell minig backwards, Rebbe Osai. Correct. It sounds like that kind of a minute. How can it be? How can you do such a thing? Ule Eshloma. Shekishahis nula hachriya pesher. Ayde rova nivrorim. Ein chshash kolkach. Kishlishia machriya hu shomeh mi beis tonim kiyecha. Vayde ze kulin ishtarvim v'chol hapsharas. What's he saying? If the pshara works with the best of the majority, so the other two are irrelevant. The man, the shalish, the in-between guy, he's going to make the decision in any event. Who cares what the guy whispers to his quote-unquote borer? It's all irrelevant. So the one-man court, fundamentally. They both agree to do it this way. What happens? They both agreed to this understanding. And there's no Issa Doraisa, even though I would have thought there is. No, they both are Mekabel. Reuven and Shimon, they're both Mekabel. Reuven will speak to his borah, and Shimon will speak to his borah. And Shalom Yisrael, they can Mekabel a dying apostle in effect. So how far do you go with that? He says, everything has its limits, right? They'll both agree, you can give your guy shochet, I'll give my guy shochet. No, no, no. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. 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 Okay. So the terrible things that have been described here are unfortunately ma'isim b'chol yom. Ma'isim b'chol yom. It happens all the time, which is it's a churban. It's a tragedy. So this, Rabosai, is a very serious problem. Very serious problem. Interestingly, if you look in the Sma here in Siman Yud Zayin, Sifkot and Yud, if I hear one about the other, the litigant will just lie through his teeth because no one to yell out, Sheker, you're lying. I don't know. There's no other side. So according to this is a chashash of his telling you a lie. Telling you a lie. So the question will become, what if he doesn't come himself? He sends a representative. Oh, he won't lie. Oh, chas lie. Ain't adam choti v'lo. Why should I lie for somebody else? Rebbeinu shalaylam. His representative being paid. He's being paid to lie. Forgive the expression. It's the lawyer's being paid for. Forgive me. The pre-law students here. Forgive me. So therefore, I would say shulishin here. Against this, what they call the kovat haposkin. Kovat haposkin says, if it's a matter of a lie, the rep is not going to lie. What does that mean? Still gonna lie.
We're supposed to treat them like liars anyway.
Okay.
I mean, that's
okay.
The first rule, right?
That's true. That's true. In any event, this a very serious question over here. Very, very serious. It seems to call almost all din Torahs nowadays into question. But I mean, very serious. All these ablos to me are under a cloud. You're all under a cloud. But if the reason for the din is not he's gonna lie. But once the impression from him is in your head, it's hard to see the other side clearly. That would apply even if it's a representative. And Pashas should be asked even with the Pshara, as we just saw a few minutes ago in the Pisrei Tshuva. Now. Fine. So, the... question becomes... can we say this svar that we just saw? Look, both parties understand what's going on. They both accept it. They both agree to it. They both agree to it. So who are we to stand in the way? Well, what do you say? For future reference, you'll get this online. This is a. It exists.
Maybe.
Not for today, but I just want to make sure if you let me know if you have it. Because I have something about this problem right over here. Very serious problem. Now, we'll take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, where he says exactly that. That's the minig wins. We saw in the Lashon of the Kesef HaKadoshim, "Yinam Masam HaShekosav HaTorah Seinim HaKadoshim." That's the way he speaks. Watch. Af al pi shaborim yeshem kol dinei dayanim v'im kein osa l'chol ba'din la'tziya tan osa l'fnei borer shalo b'lo ba'din chaveiro mefurish v'yus on pische tshuva mikom akom kvon nogu shekol echad matziya tan osa l'fnei borer shalo Rebbeinu Shalom, it's an Issa Daraisa. Well, the came and Shnei Atzadim Osim came, Vamid Kenu, Havikilu Kiblu Aleim Shnei Atzadim Al Ofen Hazeh. The Ein Bazei is, can you believe this? The guy's puzzle, because he's hearing you first without the other guy, a puzzle of dying. You're Makabani is an apostle. That means all Zablo Psulin. Achaborer Tzorach Lizor. Shebaldino, Shebiro, Viftiachlo, Schar, Tirchoso. You know what's going on? He's also paying him. A lethal combination. Ex parte communication plus side payment.
What's to make sure he gets paid?
Yeah, Nenelo, Benem Yiske, Medin, Ben Lo Yiske. You have the money in your pocket. Deal okay, and otherwise, Oslo, Leshe, Medin. Why? Tabino, Gabe, Adam, Mamish, his pocketbook. Why? Reuven makes me his borrower. If I win, I'll get paid. If I lose, I won't get paid. The mamash no gave it up. The libri at tenor, after sheker, the shiikach mi at sad shalom, ashev ticho. I think all Bazablo is possible to the Rokosh. Did they pay him in advance these days? I don't think so. No, they pay him in advance. So he's saying it's all possible, no gave it up. Yeah. Bez of America, you want to know?
Yeah.
Bez of America, they're not paid, not by the parties. The parties pay the money into the Bez, right? Check the Bez of America. And the Bez of America will then dispense the money per hour to the Dayan. Fair is fair, no? The Dayan is allowed to charge money. We'll get to see how much he's allowed to charge. Schar Batala, etc., etc., etc. I have to tell you that I've been working on Dinei Torah, our Bez, and now, since it was reorganized, I believe in 1997. I don't know if I ever got paid a penny. Probably, I don't think so.
I still remember negotiating the fee. The guy would tell me, oh, this is a complicated case. I said, just because it involves family, what if it only involved $1,000? Would it be so complicated?
Right. Whatever the case may be. So, but the other Dayanim, as a rule, they're right to be paid. My kids are angry at me. Why don't I take money? I'm entitled. The other Dayanim are taking it. Per hour, they get paid $150 an hour. Not a crazy amount. The lawyers get paid what per hour?
It could be very heavy.
$1,000 an hour you got. So what's 150 is bupkis.
That's right.
It's bupkis.
Yeah, but one judge asked me, what are you getting an hour? He goes, that sounds fair. He goes, okay, so what?
The kids, lawyers are being paid a lot of money, and I have a deterrent today. So one of the rabbis was also a lawyer. So he'll get paid a relatively small amount of money for his first time. And the other one as well. And I don't plan to take any money. I just try not to. For me, it's better this way. But, whatever.
But, usually in commercial matters, you can have one judge. So if...
We rarely will have one judge.
But I'm saying in defense of the Aruch HaShulchan, there's still one guy who's impartial.
That is true. The Shulish...
Maybe that's his Bidyevit to say the third... So the parties agreed that one is...
In effect, right. But it's a terrible thing. Terrible. Terrible. It really is terrible. So the whole system, you're not supposed to have one die, you have three, and you only have one. And the one could be influenced by the two. We're taking my way. He's worse than one judge. One judge is no one pulling on either side, he's just looking straight. Here, one guy's yelling, this guy's right, this guy right. They're both lying, they both know they're lying, and they're just trying to try to win. The poor guy in the middle is not always able to keep his head straight. I've been there. Anyway, but our beds will rarely do Zablos these days. Once in a while, we get stuck in a Zablo, which means that one guy refused to come to our Bez. I have to say that I don't want to say anything. No. As a rule, I've seen that the party does not want to come to our Bez and wants to go to some other kind of a Bez is usually not the correct party. I don't want to make a generalization completely, but you know, if the two Balabatim come from we'll call it an OU, a Young Israel Shul, an RCA Shul, that's our constituency. One wants to come to us. Wants to go to some far off place somewhere in the Hasidic enclave, you begin to wonder why is he suddenly going there.
But aren't you at when you send out money,
yeah,
the other guy has the right to pick the bezel.
We'll discuss that. That's what it's better.
So you're stuck. The guy
We'll see how stuck we are. All these things are being discussed at great length. We're going slowly right through the Ram Kamas. When it's believed that it'll discuss all this stuff. Okay, Rabbi Osai. So this is a very, very serious matter. Very, very serious man. I don't know. I still don't know what to say. Fine. So now, the Aruch HaShulchan said it. I want to know, you have to get paid the money in advance. But even so, where that works, it's only in the case where both said, the Aruch HaShulchan's only defense is if both sides do it. What if one guy walks into the first day of the Zabloh is set up. Okay, so the guy's stuck going to Zabloh, no choice. He comes the first minute and says, I want to ask a question of fact. I haven't said one word to my borer. He doesn't know has no idea what the case is about. What about you? Have you said anything to the borer? Have you heard? Have you spoken? Yes? I'm out of here. Walk out. I'm out. Because I'm not required to take a psak that, because guys are all talking. I want a legitimate person. In my opinion, assuming he's a nitva, if he's a defendant, he can walk out right away. Yes. People have a habit of accepting. I'm not accepting this. You're going to force me to be mekabel the diamond's puzzle? No. No. Of course, the problem is going to be if you are the toveya, you walk out, you have no money. You know what I'm saying? It's not so simple. But, okay. Now. Okay. Assuming that he, in fact, the other side is doing it. Aruch HaShulchan is Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. That's it. Here's a big question, Rabbi Osai. And I want to discuss this a little bit now. What's this expression? He says, Ki'ilu kiblu aleim shnei atzadim. What do you mean, ki'ilu kiblu? Are you makabel or not makabel? What's a zifya makabel? When does this a zifya makabel work? When does it work? Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. I ask you to see on the Marma Komus another Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know if you saw it yet. Well, we're going a little bit out of order. Watch this. Simen Chav Beis Siv Gimel. Kshemekabal of Karav Apostle Tzorach Shiyama Befeirish. And he mekabel alay adin or aedus shel kor ploni or posel ploni. Avel rakish tishmos the ptuchos. You put money in escrow. Al ze adin b'yad a kor or posel. Lo arminon kevach hishlish b'yado kibul of dino. No, the kol zman shel kibul of befeirish lo mikri kabel of dino botel. The b'ainish shalaylam. How can the Aruch HaShulchan say that if one party talks to the other, the judge talks to the litigant, it's ki'ilu kiblo? Here it has befeirish, black and white, that ki'ilu kiblo doesn't work. The answer must be, please look in the shach, here in our, back in our, then over here, that's on the Makoros. Simon Yuzayin, the shach. It's the shach. I think it's the Shach. No. Let's see so. No, that's what I thought. Take that back. Let's do it this way. How we are Hashulchan. What does the Shach say? No, in the wrong place. That's a total mistake. What did I think was straight? My mistake. Start from scratch. It's just. Apologize. Went to the wrong city. also down the Shmoa. Avalim Shama Mutter. What do you mutter? Osir is mutter. Osir mutter. It's also the Shmoa Alechatchila. Mutter means it's mutter to pass with the Shaila anyway. That's what he says. So therefore, what the Aruch HaShulchan means when he says that it's Ki'ilu Kiblu, i.e., the Beferish and Chimachav Beis, Ki'ilu Kiblu, doesn't work? No. It doesn't work when absolute psul. But over here, where he holds up the Yevet, it would be good if it sits upon the Shach. That's exactly why Ki'ilu Kiblu can be said, Rabosai, Kain Nira, can be said. Sorry?
Why? Because
No.
Gentler times.
No.
Today, as soon as this happens, it's over.
I'm with you. But despite that you and I think that way, the Shach still paskins that if one judge heard a litigant, he's not allowed to do it. But if he heard it, it's mutter for him to sit on the Din Torah. Shach says it. That's what it sounds like. No, how else do you read the Shach? Avalim Shama Mutter. Let's take a look. You know what? Don't trust me. Let's take a look at the various Shuvahs which are being quoted over here. Shuvahs Marib and Lev and Shuvahs Marajdam. Yeah, I'm listening.
Is it Shema from him exactly, or Shema like he heard the case in general?
He heard the case. That sounds about... What's the end of the sentence?
From him.
Also, Dan Shmuel Divrei Baldin believed in Chaver. That's what it says.
But it's not. I guess my next question is: nowadays, a lot of stuff gets in the news.
The law. You're right. It's the same as we say that we're not going to hear a case if there's no Shtar Biruin because the person just won't comply. Right? And the government can't be enforced by the government. Same thing over here. Whenever there is ex parte communication, it cannot be enforced by the government. That's just a fact. It's a fact. So how can you do such a thing?
It's not so simple because it's got to be prejudicial. They're mitigating factors.
For exporte, yeah?
Yeah.
He said, well, hello, how are you? We met him at a wedding.
Right.
That's okay.
I really didn't talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay, but here it is.
I mean, you do that all the time.
Yeah, but he's talking all about that. It's exactly what he's talking about, unfortunately. So let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Chuvis that the Shach quotes. There are two Chuvis. One is the Mariba Lev. One is the Rashdam. I have them both here in what's called Kuntris Shom Kosuv of the brand of Shulchan Aruch. You have it with you?
What's that? Oh.
You didn't bring it up today?
Not today.
Okay. If you want to look up later, it's page Tzadi. Okay? But I'm going to try to find it in the original Chuvus. Okay? So hopefully it's going to work. So everybody can see it. Shut. Achronim. First, we're going to look for Mari Ben Lev. Okay? Something's called Marival. Mahari, can anyone help with Mari Ben Lev? Right there. Whoa, what chelik? Does it say what chelik it's in? It just says Simon Sa. Chelik Gimel? Let's try chelik Gimel. Say chelik over there?
It says Gimel. Gimel
Sadi Zah. Gimel Sadi Zah. Okay, Rabbi Osai? Tshuva. Okay. I can't pass the dying. Watch what it says. Look what it says. Minayesh lo yishma adayin de rebal din kon shavu de bin chaveru tam mitva sheka tirchak. Ulechat chilo amayri. Masha de bidiyevet afilu shama eino posel bekach. Okay? This is beferish. You're not posel. For Kolshke, in this particular case, when the Chacham was asked, Lo hoyo deesh yevaro so the dayan be also nidon, Shebal din hoya beretz merchakim. Okay, he didn't know. Elamayil say, Shani hosod lo posak adin, Elashama diriya bal din, Umishamachi dafka lechatchil hudi hosod vidyevet shama ain le posal bekach. Avalim posak adin, everybody paskin a question along those lines, after the meimer, the motia bal din the poslo. Yeah, that's what I would have said. Havada la mils, it's wrong. Because the Ran says in Kiddushin, quoting the Ramban, watch this now. He gave the money back. And there is a Ran in Kiddushin on the Marama Kops, which is, you'll see it's close to this point. Watch. Because of a head, we also atzmo, also Indian atzmo should probably be. Mekabel and hemenu, she ain't ze psul mitchiloso velo besofo, ala kos man shu notel schar kansu chacham levatel maisav, end quote. In other words, you can undo a psul of edus. Iba di yesh tachalik v'loma. Yesh tacholik lachalik v'loma. Rabbano ari ele be'ed, ava b'dayan, man lema lo on the sphere lehochi. Dari ashkan yesh psul lo adun v'ena psul lehoid. As it says in Pesach Nida. The Havad Alad Milsa, it's wrong. Ad Rabba. Mehai Shmaita Mistaya Milsa, the Lamehmet the Sphere Ramban. Why? The porach alabi gemara, not gemara kiddushin. Asuya mai, suma biachas mienuf. Hikshu betosis. Why? Let's talk about oev and sone de ksherim lahoyed absum lodin. Betirzu, to lo psikale, shred the chola olamem ksherim. Inami? My sister now korach and overtook the rabbana bechule. Pimisa, the misha notel star, bechazar mashe notel. Who kosher lahoyed? Vienna kosher ladun. Be also anidon. A milo kamal asuya mishenotel schar v'chaza mashenotel. Who kosher lahoyed? Vienna kosher ladun. Why didn't say that? Give that example. And the Marik uses the same idea to prove that mechutanim can pass them for one another. Why? You know in the Gemara they can be made for one another. The Gemara doesn't say that's an interesting mashal. Why can a mechutan say it's another mechutan? Ah, it's like the cover of a barrel. What does that mean? The mashal is explained for the period of the engagement and the wedding and the Sheva Brachos. Oh, mechutanim like this. Once the couple goes on their ways and they hope they don't fight with each other. I mean, they're not always best friends. Mechutanim. They're polite. They're nice. You know, some people are blessed with one of the mechutanim as I am. This came from one of my mechutanim in New Jersey, and then some are not. But how do you know that even a one mechutin could be a witness to another? He could be a judge to the other. So the Marit proves it. How did he prove it? From here, if you say he can't be a judge, amaylo kamala suya vichos and vikala, the midin zelaze ben donal zelaze. That's the Marit. So to over here, with respect to somebody who accepted money, get the money back, he can be made, so he can be a die, he can be a judge as well, Rabosai. This is what he's saying over here. This is what he's saying. Fine. Adka. So what is he saying over here, the Marie Ben Leif? Fundamentally, what is he saying over here? He's saying that you can't passel him. Why? It's a question of the Chatchila. He didn't know about it in advance, so you can't possible. I already wrote a tshuva. You already wrote a tshuva about this? No, so it seems to have been a somewhat different case, etc. Now we're going to turn to the Marashdam, who argued with that last point of the Mariva. Let's find it, Rabbi Osai. Tshuva Sachronin. At that period of time in history, for some reason, all the Rabbanim were called Mahar, Moreno Harav. That was just, look at this whole list. Mari Bei Rav, Mari Ben Leiv, Maharit, Maharitatz, Mar Al Bach, get him, Mar Al Shech, Mar Al Shashka, Mar Galanti, Mar Milublin, Mar Al Padua. They all lived around the same time. Mar Shdam, Mar Shach, Mar Shal, Mar Sham lived later. But all the other Mahars are that period of time. That was like we have the Maharal, the Mar Shon, Mar Ram in the back. They all lived around the same general period of time. For some reason, that was the style then. To call them Mem Moreno Harav. Okay. So this is true as Marashdam, Simon Bates. Okay. I both say you have to help me find this a little bit. Very long. Here we go. I found it. Everyone with me? Shebaldin pose dial the siba shekva nishal mishikenegdo. We see the psagal ze. So that's exactly what the Mariba and Leib was discussing. If you hear it, it's one thing. You already wrote an answer. You already wrote a piece of paper that tells you what you plan to answer to this guy based on what he told you. So yeah, you're surely be disqualified. So Mariba and Leib says, no, you're not. Marashdam says you are. Watch this. Mishnah could say no. Aye, the Gemara. Kol bezin chaver v'shal shekat tircha. Pirish lefishe hamatim devarav shal b'fnei baldino. Eino bosh. Watch this now. Midivre sheker. V'imkein gam kevin shal baldin shekenegdo sider devarav v'shal shelos lefnei zeh abezin u'v'zeh zoka b'dino. Ato efshal yachzim midvarav ashar sider lefonav afilu shi'u sheker. In other words, can't one have the chutzpah to tell a lie if the other guy's present? But once he lied when he wasn't present, and he comes, he'll still continue to lie. Says the Marashdam. Mashenkin im yamur ato mechodesh of ne'abal din shloshem edvarov efshu shiyach zim edvarov arishonim v'yod l'shek enegdo b'tanosov k'liyod ad nefnei zeh bezin eich yetzim kem itam zeh hoi nira lifso la dayin arishin eshe posak api shel echad v'nabali dinim v'ani omer imishum ho. We can say no. You're not possible. Why? Shekvipshad advar nirish in a omekain el chatchila. Right? It's only in el chatchila. You didn't know it was going to come to you. He was asked a question, sort of an abstract, then that. And number two, what? Easter over. Av enim of Roshi apostle, we just saw before. Right? It's only also the chatchila. Should have said so. Hold on, Yomer. And the Gemara says in Shnayim Shiyoshin Bedin Echad Lavash Itztala Basmea Mona. Okay, walks in with a designer tailored suit made specially for him, costs $1,000. Is that a good sum? $1,000 suit that was just made for him. Echad Lavash Smartutin. He walks in with rags. Omim Levosh Kamos. Either you put on rags, or I'll be Sher Kamoscha. Gvir told him either give him $1,000 suit or put on rags. Tamad Loma Midvashaka Tircha. And that's the case, etc.
Why are you using that
plastic? Why not? Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So all these things, Rabbi Osai, all these things are not B'di'evet. On a row and shein on a noagin kiachan mehem, we don't make the guy change his clothes. Kachim lo nidig v'sheini ain't kol kach tema. He's that kamok shkos of a Rambam. What the Rambam say in Perakof Aleph? For noagu kol bata yisdini v'yisrael, she'achar ha-talmud, v'chol ha-yeshivas she'moshivin ba'le dinin v'moshivin o'edin. They sit down. You're supposed to stand up. Omdu. Feel the saga machloka she'im ha-nekoach lahamim mishpat adas al-tilam. What does that mean? A Talmud Chacham is allowed to stand. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham. Everyone sits. All I didn't tell is everyone sits. They stand and say, please be seated. They can't sit until we tell them to be seated. That's the formality we go through. Kavachom. In Bishiva, so Eidim, Darmina, Begumar, Bemed, Ramurim, Bebaladinim. Avalo Eidim, Kalolim, Bermida, Shnev, Omdu, Shnei, Hanoshim, Posuk, and Chumish. Nonetheless, Nogul, the Hoshiva Eidim, Kolshkein, Shanoma, Kemina, Adrash. It's not. That's only a drash, not a pasuk beforeish. Shefilu lechatchila in the shmoa, mikol makom ein livsol in shamak. Kmo shein in the post of adin, she nigmak she echad lavish smart tutim, vechad lavish itzla bas mea monach. You don't see bezeh. I found how goes smiriny lechatchila. Sitting down is no good, etc. So maybe it's only lechatchila for the yevin. Fine. Adkan, he thinks that's only Pasos lechatchila and not b'di'evet. So far, so good. So far, so good. Mikomakom. Here we start. Mikomakom. Okay, watch this. Mikomakom. Bechocham sheposak v'gila dato b'din echad. Machazor ha-shaykhbo. The bishlan in a moment. I took money. Hayestalkus Yochel is buyer. I gave the money back. Om the beinyan kazeh lo shayech estalkus. The ani mevin lahashem sanyanim zela zeklal. For the chaynire shemisha posak din al inyan ain ol yos dayan. I feel it b'shut v'savacher. Ki you no gei b'davar. Unbelievable. Usually we say no gei b'davar is somebody who has a financial stake in the matter. No, he's also on the gei b'davar. What does that mean? He is inclined to substantiate his own psak and not reverse it. Watch this now. Chayin Raisi Lemori, who is the Marashtam's Rebbe, Rav Levi ben Chaviv, Maralbach, Shekosav al-Inyan ha-Smachlokos ha-Smicha, we discussed at the very beginning of the year, Shenofal ben-Ol ben Kemara Mori Rakabe Rav Zatzal, we all know that, the famous Kenyam bin Mechash, we saw the Rambam, remember that? Rambam said you can make a new Smicha. Didn't we discuss this in El? Yes, no, pretty sure. So the Maribe Rav said yes, the Maralbach said no. Maribe Rav wrote a psak, yes. Maralbach said he's wrong. Says Maralbach, and now you, Maribe Rav, are disqualified from giving an opinion on the matter. Because you ready? You're just going to substantiate your own first claim. That's what he said. Lo levad os haskoma sheskimu l'shover. And the kayeres mitam rov, because they weren't all in the same room. And afilu ata yirtzu l'seis l'seis yimad abedin. L'shvoa tan osein lo dia lana vayosein. In be'einenu yirash einen rayas. L'kayim sferosam. V'gam hem lo yachzu behem. V'yaskimu l'dat l'rishona. Ein askayom as kayemes mitam rov. Why? V'zesha atach v'hem nogim b'din hazeh. V'hem krov v'meit al asmon. The ksifalu milsul l'mehadam yamayi d'skinu b'rishona. It's an embarrassment for them to back out from what they said originally. Isn't it amazing? V'lo yikavu shumtan al achza v'hem. V'dam yil ha-milsul b'yavamas perek ha-oril. The Gemara has in the Masech the Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Tamad dekama hosam alei dahu kro. Amosa ben Yish Yishmo Yisra v'chule. Kach mekublan v'beis adina shal Shmuel Ramosi. Amoni lo Amonis. Moav lo Moavis. Hikshu. Umi mehemon. Are you believed to say this is true? Omer Rav Abba Bar Barav Kol Tamud Chochem Shemore Halacha Ubo. Im kodem ma'isa amora shomen lo, v'im laven shomen lo. And now that he already said his psak, and now he's no longer believed. Or herach shem barayas halzel lahoros v'avol lahamed l'kayim v'divrei horoso, shorav v'shekfayin shomen lo, shenavim no geir b'dovor, hochanam v'nidu didan, kevan shezeh hadayan shahorav v'shekfar, u'posak halzeh arayu no geir b'dovor ka'amur. How do you like that? This is what it says. Now the Maralbach is also quoted. Once we're here, let's see that too. Maharalbach.
This seems to be an impossible standard today where the Bezdin public written opinions, so you could read the opinions and
no, it's a difference. Okay, that's true,
so
but it's a different
definition. If that precedent's already on the issue, you can't use it.
No, you can, but it's a different case. It's a different case. So here's this whole fight that he had with Chachmei Tzfat, Chachmei Yerushalayim. Chachmei Tzfat, based on the Rambam, wanted to make smicha. We were against it. I wrote a whole story about it. Not going to be every last detail. I'm going to find this. This is so long. Oh. He says, in order to have a psak based upon rov, what do you need? You need ein askama sarov klal kol zman shelo hoya v'rishona maso matan ben kulam uvinu didan min aroy hoya kshetia askama sarov kayemes shini yoshin kulana biyachad. Me, the Mari Bei Rav, and me, and our followers, right? The nosim didn't upon him, upel peh, or the fachas she nosim, right? They ksav, right? Letters back and forth. Okay. He's not even sure whether correspondence works. Has to be pair, pair, upon him, upon him. Like I hadn't said that. Fine. That's what should have happened. It should have happened. It never happened. It didn't happen. And here we go. This is what we saw quoted before. See the new paragraph? As I just said, this is a repeat. We saw a quote in Marashtam, but it's worth repeating. Why? Then no gim bedin zeh and krov meitalatzam the ksifel milsa the medav maiskim rishon. And he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that we just saw quoted before. This is always quoted in the Marashtam. Was quoting his Rebbe, the Marabach, Rav Levi ben Chaviv. Okay? That's what it says. That's what it says. So you're not believed. Rabbanei Tzfas, he says, Tzfichim l'kayim divrei hora, Soma Rishona. Afilu havi ami meima b'shem echad lo haya mehemni. Koshken k'shiyomu shalo nira b'neyem ta'anoseinu b'din. Denas k'yomas k'yemes mitam rov. Shem da'adova no ge'alem atzma. Lo yira lehem lo'olam shadinu k'negdam. That's it. It's a matter of COVID. No. The Adrabba, Yikra the Ismahu, Hekha the Hajibu, the Makami bin Avshayah Mastis, the Boda Lemis. Pshhh. Woo. In the case of Yevamos, perhaps it was relevant to his own kashas. That's why he's kosher. But if it's just a matter of backing out and admitting to a mistake, to the contrary, a person who admits to a mistake is on a higher level, on a higher madrega. We should all be looking to admit to mistakes. And the average Jew can't do it. Mistakes were made, but not by me. I told you that that book. Right? Look what he says. He quotes examples. What do Rav Huna say? Hamechshol ha'azos tachas yadecha. Ein adam omel divrei Torah elam kein nichshol behem tchila. And Rava said, give a psak. What do Rava say? Dvorim shamati lachem tosim biyadi. And so too he said in Zvachim the same thing. He said he made a mistake. He made a mistake, Rabbi Osai. So therefore, to the contrary, would it be choshesh chachmei tzvat that if they think we were right, they're not going to admit to a mistake? Well, no. Rava admitted to a mistake. They're bigger than Rava. They're bigger than Rava. Rava admitted to a mistake. Rava. So if Rava admitted a mistake, no. So apparently you're not worried. What did Rashi say? What's the Rashi? It's clear. Uvahanu Efshad Lada Bechachim Kana the Rava Rabbi the Rava. So it's clear. Ikamili Achmi the Dina Lo Psika Kulei. Not so clear. Vachachim Lo Lahadim Imay De Kama. Vlamishem the Choshud the Oved Hachim Be Kavana. Not to do to a known mistake. No. Elamishem the Hora Barishona Nirulah Shadin Kamoshe Pasak. It's not a clear mistake. I'm gonna just think that my first pasuk is correct. But if him lawyer poskim rishon the koron shavu divrei shekhen egdo, hoyamodelo, he would have admitted. Hachanami is on the mechash the nidan v'chak made svat. Afal gablo chashidi the lebe v'kavona my lo svirlu chas v'shalom tzadikim. Mikol makom hefsha sheyira them ata adin who kifi mashen nira lehem kodem. Ubamidin ashken amoroim the chayshi liyikudidhu. Havi Amri Memer B'Shem Acher Ma'id Lohar Me'ola. Whoa, see what's going on? A person's going to make up a fib because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. That's even if you're just saying something without Lamaisa. Uvefrat im osu Maisa Betos. He quotes a Gemara in Brachas that he quoted somebody that he was embarrassed. Shem Kisufa Tobim Adiyavad. So he made a mistake. He made a mistake, Rabbi Osai. He said the name of Rabbi, and Rabbi never said it because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. So the Amoraim, sometimes when they are embarrassed, will try to somehow get out. Raya Barura, how come on Raya Barura? Look carefully over here. We're not going into the details. It's a brachas. Look it up. Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Raya Barura. Where is it? The Zin Mishum Kisufa Yomar Chacha Maid Lohava. Something which really wasn't. A little scary. Uvefrat Hecha Ovid Uvda Batos. That's her papa. Okay? Aye, how can it be? Modalemis. No, Rova did it. Yeah. No. This is the Pshat as follows. Hecha da Kamar Chacha Memel Luchud Ovid Uvda. He didn't do anything. Lo hu v'lo achrini, no one did anything. Leka kisufi kule hai. Adrabi yikra, if you back out, it's covered for you. Abel hecha de oved uvda. Gil kisufa tuva. This is a very great embarrassment. Umishum hachi, watch this. Umishum hachi. Efshad de dil lema maid de lo havi. Vendino di dan ki hachi yud. Rabbani tzvas oved uvda. Chosmo also askama, they made smicha, they gave people smicha. Ubevared lo hajim mishum kisufa, lo adifim rav papa. Chachmet tzvat, as great as they are, they're not better than rav papa. Rav papa didn't back out his embarrassed. It's fiery words. Fiery words here in the tshuva. So these are the three tshuvas that are quoted in the shach, and they're all printed in my gemara, in my shulchan aruch, on page tzadi, through tzadi beis, the mar ben leiv, the mar ashdam, and the mar albach. And it comes out that once you pass that way, you wrote that way, that's it. That's considered to be what he calls over here a psul of nogeya. Now, if you look at the nesivis, where's the nesivis, Rabbi Osai? Where is the nesivis? Called Nesivas Chidushim. Nesivas in the Chidushim. Okay. Hainak Shemodia Lebaldin Shekvah Shama Venisratza. I could be a Dayan only if I admit to the ex parte communication. You still can't, you have to be the disclosure. Maybe the Aruch HaShulchan assume it's assumed disclosure. Everyone does it now. Im kfar kosav dato lehabal din shadin kach, afilu nisrat lo mahani, below kinyan. What in kinyan? He's a din, he's puzzled. Let's take a look at the Urim, Sivkot and Yudalit. Where is Urim? Back to Shulchan Aruch. Urim Sivkot Yudalit. Here we go. Hanik Shemodiyah Lashen Ikfar Yisi Shomea Tanas Chavercha. And you still agree to come before me? Okay. Emein Modiyah Yochol Lo Chaver Loma Adata Dehochi Lo Nisratzeis Yudal Nefonach. It's all based on a misunderstanding. Bizman hazeh, b'avanosein harabim, mekilim b'zeh, u'befrat b'zablo, v'adin v'adai sharech af b'zablo, d'mayishno, af b'zablo osu l'shmo, v'imshom ha'tanas b'aldin ha'echad b'kozul l'psak, v'datal d'atshov ha'mechav m'tshuvoseyan, d'posul l'odun b'osu din d'nogeh l'isto d'v'yatsma, af ha'pishin esratzach ha'veh l'odun b'fodam, b'kol gami psul gomur, v'tzorech kinyin. Not just I accept you, you have to pick up a handkerchief and accept you even though you're completely puzzled. which works in Simcha Beis. You're my brother. You're a thief. Whatever psul you happen to have, I still accept you. That's only with the Kenyan. We spoke about this a while ago in before Yontif, in Beis and Simcha Beis. Dimlo, okay? I feel the b'shmiel levad yachol about din lomer any done lefanecha, as the Maril and the Smart say over there. Avol and b'din acher domol is that precedent. Your question. In a similar case, pasak adin al kosev derech klal adin chanazeh yesh kandato pshita demutu leishe b'din in bo maise domol lezu v'yodo. Dimlo, okay, as you said, pasalta kol hachachomim yoshua b'din. Every rav is possible. What a safer. That can't be. That's a different case. Mm-hmm. And there's always nuances. Now, of course, if you know what he said, you may not want to go in front of him if you have a choice to go in front of him. I'll tell you one mice. The Bezdin of America always existed as a sort of a gittin place, but they've had almost no din Torahs. They didn't have hasmonas really for many, many years. So if you wanted a din Torah, there was really nowhere to go. So Rabbi Yudin Shlita was involved in many what we call Hasogos Gvul cases. You know, one pizza shop in Bergen County, another pizza shop in Bergen County. This is when Bergen was just big. It was back over 20 years ago. Close to 30 years ago. It's still in the 80s. So he set up we used to dub it the pizza bezin, because we have so many Hasagos full cases. And the pizza bezin consisted of the Mashkiach of Eblau and myself, and the Havla Mechaim Lechaim, one of the great tzaddikim of the world, of Aaron Levine, Zecher Tzadik Levroch. I don't know if you ever heard of him, Rabbi Dr. Aaron Levine. He wrote books on economics. He's a professor of economics here in Yeshiva. I knew him from high school, from RJJ. A great man, unfortunately passed away fairly young. He wrote books. People saw his books. So one of those famous pizza cases, they came to me and said, we will happen to hear you and Rabbi Blau, not Rabbi Levine. Why? They read what he said. No one saw this school in this case. I said to the guy, sorry, Charlie. You can't tell me who I'm going to choose to sit with. Goodbye. So what happened instead? You may remember this. He went to a Bezdin in Muncie. And the Bezdin in Muncie, Paskin, and Sugar School, tried to close down one of the, I think it was a pizza store, meat store, one of the stores, and it was in the newspapers. It was an unbelievable scandal. It's all my fault, because I refused to let this guy tell me that I can't sit with Rabbi Levine and Tzadik, because he wrote something in one of his books in economics. But that's it. He wrote a Hebrew. We don't have a Bezdin that can force to announce that he won't show up. That's what happened. He didn't show up. When else? When he won, but he lost, and the whole it was a turmoil. All the papers, I don't remember, but I'm sure it was. Yeah. It was more than 25 years ago. Yeah. Had to have been. Right? 30 years ago, that's what happened. So, we had our Sugar School right over here. Right here on Amsterdam Avenue, some years back. They started, I said, you know, why am I involved? Well, me, whom? I'm nobody. When the Hashkocha collapsed there, there used to be Hashkocha from SOY or something, it collapsed. So, our Vod and Rivida was asked a favor to give Hashkocha here on Amsterdam Avenue. Now, last I looked, it's not part of Riverdale. But you know, it's close enough. We're the closest Vod geographically. So we had very little choice, so we became the... You'll see my name hangs in Amsterdam Avenue a few places. The Vod of Riverdale is giving Ashkoch on Amsterdam Avenue. Okay, Hazoya does. Then there was a tumult with the Hasoga school some years back. I don't want to get involved in this case. But it was a Hasoga school. Can a second store, similar to the first, open, and there'll be enough business for both of them? That's really what it boils down to. So I didn't want to get involved directly in the case. On the other hand, if you wanted my Ashkocha, he had a pass muster. We wanted a birur. So we asked another one of the great tzaddikim, Rabbi Talbot Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva of MTA, who goes there? MTA lives on that block. They're jaywalking across every second, and they're going to the various stores on Amsterdam Avenue. He said, I'm happy, but I'm going to have to bring in an accountant. So he brought in Professor Leibowitz from Cy Sims, who I think also comes from TNEC, if I'm not mistaken. He did a very careful study of the buying habits of MTA boys and of YU boys, and how much can this sustain, da 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 da. And he came back, no, It was a rare case, which almost never happens, is if you can't open the other store. I start screaming and yelling, and I don't want to go into the whole the unedifying details of what happened with that situation. Anyway, that's just a few couple of stories. We have to stop now, we're out of time. Tomorrow, we're going to start off with an unbelievable story where I myself was, I don't want to say I was guilty of this, of not keeping Shemor ben Achechem. Because I was asked to Shaila, I and my group, in what we call Orach Chaim, not Choshen Mishpat. We gave an Orach Chaim answer. But it turned out that Orach Chaim issue became a Choshen Mishpat issue, so we were in effect disqualified. Remind me that it's a great story. Remind me tomorrow as soon as we start to share the story, okay? We keep going with the Maramakom.